yele, 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 yele. Cause nobody's perfect. Find a perfect wife, searching for a perfect one. The life you live, is it a perfect life? You know the place where they go. Can't believe my eyes could see the day I found my missing ring. She invested her best. So we take good. If you define it, woman, pretty woman, that perfect woman we go deep by your side. That God feeling woman, that kind of woman, God go beauty yourself. If you define it, woman, pretty woman, that perfect woman we go. Relationship is a compromise, paid in full with a perfect price. Unstable like a waving flag. You know the place where they go. So many people they break, yeah, yeah, to justify that.
How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even. Dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 14 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. You are now tuned into Social Times, and I'm your host, Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you, until the hour of 11 o'clock. It's the 14th of March, 2026, a beautiful sunny Saturday in the capital city. And it's been a while as we've seen some thunder showers. But anyways, maybe we are yet to receive in days to come, hopefully. And I hope you are enjoying your beautiful, wonderful Saturday. You know, it's always a busy day for everyone. It's a day that we get a chance to, you know, run our errands, do our house chores, do the cleaning, doing everything, catching up with our loved ones. You know, it's a busy weekend. You know, it's a time that we use as our personal time, because that's the time where you can do most of the things, because you hardly get the chance during the week. Although you feel like you knock off at 5, you have an 8 to 5 job. When you get home, it's to 6, 7, and then you're exhausted. You cannot do anything else unless you are able to, if you are capable of doing so, then obviously you can do some of the, whatever work you think it's very much needed, that needs to be done within the due course of the week and all that. But anyways, before I get into what I have for you guys today, if you aren't finding yourself by the radio and you have a smartphone, you can actually go on Play Store and download our Eagle FM app for free, and you can listen to any show that you'd love to listen to, or you can also go onto our podcast on our website, that www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and catch up with whatever show that you'd love to listen to, and also onto our podcast, where you can catch up yourself with the shows you have missed or you wish to listen to repeatedly, or even the live ones. You are more than welcome. You'll be able to hear whatever show you'd love to listen to. And we also have the Villager newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And if you don't receive the paper, you could subscribe, and then you are good to go. Then you'll be always receiving the paper Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and that's the Villager newspaper. All right. Today, what I have for you listeners, it's family trauma. You know how every family has dramas that are happening. There are even generational traumas that are happening, you know. Sometimes it doesn't end there. You know, you find that you are caught up in a family that's going through a trauma, but it's a generational one. There are some that come to an end. There are still, that are still ongoing. And those things that affect us personally also. Wherever you go, this trauma is hunting you. Wherever you are, this trauma is hunting you. More especially if you now use the generational trauma, wherever you go, it's just with you. You grow up, it's with you. You build your life with a new family, it's still with you. You are, whatever has been happening, the trauma that you have been facing in your childhood life is now repeating in your adult life, and you, as you are starting a new family, it's still there, and you know, it's being passed on from the grandparents to the parents to the grandkids to the kids. It goes on and on and on. And this is something that I actually asked myself as to, is it not possible for it to come to an end? I think it is possible. I'm not sure. But I cannot say that because I didn't really face such a trauma. But there are traumas that can be fixed. But then there's still, now the stubborn ones. You know, in the family, as much as you guys want to get together, find a way how to overcome this trauma that they are facing. There's always the two or three people that are not willing to cooperate. They take it as it's fine. It will just be like that. It's in our family. It will continue being in our family. But then there's always an end to it. You can always make an end to it. Or put an end to it. Pardon me. But We sometimes give up easily, you know. We take it as it's fine. It will forever be like this, and let's just accept it. It's life. But then, have you trying to figure out if we are able to end it here? Maybe let's end this generational trauma by us the parents, or by us the grandparents, so that it doesn't continue. Doesn't become a continuous thing and all that. So this is what we are going to look at: the family trauma, what causes family trauma, the types of family trauma that we have. You know, we have the chronic ones, we have the acute ones, and the complex traumas. So we have so much that we're gonna touch on, and also the ways to overcome this. Are we able to overcome this trauma? How will we be able to overcome this trauma, and all that? And you know, this traumas affect everyone. A child going to school, when they're at school, they're being disturbed with this. Person going to work, when they're at work, they're being disturbed with this. Wherever you are, it's like it's haunting you. It's like it's following you wherever you go. And it's something that can also put fear to one, because if they think of what their parents went through, a divorce, or they grew up with seeing their parents fighting, or their mom being beaten up, or their dad being beaten up, or their mom being killed in front of them. You know, there's such news that we have come across to, you know, the that of a father killing the mother in front of the daughter. Same thing as the incident that happened last week, I'm not mistaken, of the lady that killed the brother-in-law. You know, such things. And this, an 18-year-old witnessed this. She's still young. So, this is something that it can be haunting them for the rest of their lives unless they now get help and all that. So, you would find now that you are there and you are thinking of, will it ever come to an end? And now this is now I'm talking about fear, whereby you also fear of getting in a relationship thinking of, I have seen my mom being beaten, or I have seen my dad being abused by my mom, or I have seen this happening. Will I able to do it? You know, and more especially if you now see it that you are maybe probably the youngest and you're seeing that what has happened between your parents is happening among your siblings. Now you have the fear of, what if I'll also be like that? You know, it's happening among your siblings. So you have concluded that it can also happen to you, because if your siblings are going through it, then you yourself will also go through it because it happened in your parents' marriage or affair. Now you, because of the fear, you end up limiting yourself from doing what you have to do. Not only about now family abuse, I mean relationship abuse and all that, but anything else. But then what if you are the last one, or what if you can bring it to an end? You know, what if you can break this, you can solve this? You know, so that's all. Not that's all, but that's what we are going to touch on. It's exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we have exactly an hour and 37 minutes to us to cover this. And I'll also be giving you, the listeners, a chance to call us in studio. That's on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. Your views and opinion on what I have for you today. And I also said at the beginning that if you would love to listen to us and you know that you aren't by a radio, you can download the Eagle FM app on Play Store for free, and then you can listen to whatever show that you'd love to listen to. Or you can go to our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can tune in and listen, or also catch up with the shows that you've missed on our podcast. And as long as you know the name of the show, the date, then you are good to go and listen to it whatever time you love to or wish to listen to. And I also mentioned that we have our Village and newspaper that always comes out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's the Village and newspaper. And if you don't receive the paper, you can obviously subscribe to our paper, and then you can be receiving the paper Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. There's always interesting stories that you can get yourself to read. Now, I'm talking about family trauma. We'll be talking about the types of family trauma, what are the causes of family trauma, and what are the solutions? Are we able to overcome these traumas? Or are you just going to let it slide? Or are you just going to accept that it's part of life? It's how it is. So, what family trauma is, I even didn't describe or explain what it really is. It's a distressing event that impacts one or more family members, you know, causing long-lasting emotional, physical, and behavioral issues. You know, such things, when one is going through traumas, they end up also changing their behavior, because they'll be like, what's the point? What's the point of being someone that's good or what or not if this is what's happening in my family? So there's no point of being me. And you know, it changes a person's behavior, not only in that of being rude or what or not, but also the way they are, because of what's happening. It's like they've given their life away. you'd find out some they'll end up being, they'll start drinking, they'll start smoking, taking drugs, throwing their life away because of what's happening in the family. They've given up and all that. So this is all what happens. And also, like I said, also it can also be passed down, you know, generations. This is now also known as intergenerational trauma, like through unhealthy coping mechanisms, parenting styles, and learned behaviors. So, these traumas or trauma, always leads to one making a decision that might end up harming the other one or separating family members. And you know how dramatic family members are. You know, when it's a meeting, it's a family meeting, you met to discuss or to bring a solution to whatever is happening. Instead of bringing a solution, you end up turning against each other. And you know, sometimes, you always wonder as to why these ones are hating on each other. Why these ones are answering bad to each other. Why is this happening? And I've realized that sometimes it's because of where the person stands in life. If they know that this one is employed and this one is still unemployed, or this one has a better job than the other one, and you know, all those things. So because of that, whenever they meet up and they have personal issues with each other, they include it in the meeting, you know. The sitting down is just to solve a solution or to discuss something that has happened or come up. Let me say, for example, it's a funeral. The funeral, the meeting is meant to discuss on how the funeral arrangements will be done to get to the date of the burial, the memorial, how things will be done and all that. But instead of that, they end up bringing their personal issues into the meeting, and then they start discussing unnecessary things, you know. And now, instead of what has brought them together to be spoken about or to be done, they are now going back to what has happened, to their personal issues and all that. Same thing as maybe weddings, same thing, any other family event that a family plans to do together. There's always a drama. Drama always has to be there. Because now, person number one is saying this, and person number one and two, they don't get along, and person number two doesn't want person number one's decision to be taken, so person number two comes in and starts saying all sorts of things. They start saying, throwing words to each other and, all that, then it comes to an end. And now you are doing this in front of small kids that are there. Now you as siblings or as cousins, your kids are watching you guys arguing or saying such things. Now these small kids, they end up also, not having a good relationship together because of what the parents are doing to each other. And then now this leads to, them growing up apart from each other. And even if they meet, they have that thing of they don't talk and all that. And now because of this has happened, now these two, they don't talk. When the other kids grow, it's the same thing. It's a generational thing. It will go on and on and on and on until whereby you have relatives that are there, but you don't know of because of what's happening between, because what has happened is the first parents that have brought whatever issue that's happening amongst them and, all that. So that's also one of the things. So now the three main types of trauma that we have the acute, chronic, and complex trauma. So the acute trauma results from a single incident. You know, there's just something simple, something small that has happened, and something can just be solved that instant. Of even though you'll still be, it might be haunting you. We have bills to pay. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned and not leave that frequency.
Oh, I have a business idea, but I need help to get it started.
My dear, I have the perfect solution for you. Look no further than the Basecamp Business Incubator.
Basecamp Business Incubator? What's that?
The Basecamp Business Incubator is a startup incubator and innovation hub on a mission to educate, equip, and empower visionary entrepreneurs. Tune into the business and economics segment every Monday live on Eagle FM from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to hear about the testimonies from the young entrepreneurs that have walked through the hallways of the Basecamp Business Incubator. Visit www.basecamphub.com for more information and start your business journey now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 31 minutes past the hour of 9, and you are still listening to Social Times with Francine Nengi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we are on family trauma, and we're busy with the three types of family trauma, and I've mentioned the acute, the chronic, and the complex trauma. So these are the three traumas that you'd find one facing. So which one are you facing? You know, everyone has a trauma that they have faced, you know, in their life. Maybe you were robbed. Maybe you were, you're abused. So many things that can bring trauma to you, that can be hunting you also and all that. Now, like I've said before, we went to pay the bills. I was talking about the acute trauma that results from a single incident, pardon me. Now this is just something little that has happened within the family, but it's not something that they can really cause it to be passed on, for it to become a generational one. No. It's something that just happened that instant, and it could be solved, you know. And everyone can get back to their lives, their lives can get back to normal. Even though it's something that has happened or they have witnessed as a family, it's something that didn't really, you know, keep them from sleeping, keep them from continuing with their lives, you know. And then we have the chronic trauma where it's repeated and prolonged, such as domestic violence or abuse. Now, this is one of the ones where you find kids witnessing their parents fighting. You seeing your mom being beaten up, you seeing your dad being beaten up, or you as a child, you grew up with someone that has been abusing you or beating you. And as you grew, now it has been haunting you. That image of you being chained to a chair, being asked to do push-ups while you are while there's something placed on your back. So many things that you find kids also going through. Being not being allowed to eat, you know, not eating for the past days. Going to school with no lunchbox. So many things happen to kids. For example, if it's from the village, they failed to bring all the kettles to the kraal or the goats, and now you are punished to sleep in the field or to sleep outside, and you end up not eating for the past 2-3 days, you know. You being beaten, just something simple, you are being beaten, you are being chained to somewhere, and then you are being beaten. So many things happen to also kids and all that. So now as you grow up, it keeps haunting you. You know, that image keeps coming in. And then when you see this person, you know, that image comes back. Maybe an uncle touching you inappropriately, you that was raped by an uncle or by your own father. Of course, now the things that we are hearing, it's fathers raping their own kids. You being molested, so many things happening, you know. And now when this happens, it's that image keeps whining in your mind. More especially now you see this person, or you see a like, let me say, for example, if you're being abused while you were young, or domestic violence, maybe you're being touched inappropriately when you're young and all that. Now as you are grown and you are grown enough to be in a relationship and all that, now whenever your partner tries to even touch your hand, then that image comes in when you were young. What your uncle used to do to you, or what your father used to do to you, and now when you think of that, it now affects your relationship. You're now the relationship. You end up being single because of this, you know, and all this. So that is chronic trauma. Then you also have the complex trauma, where exposure to the right and multiple traumatic events, often of an invasive or interpersonal nature. You know, even the robbing. You were found, your family has been robbed, your home, all home, sleeping, and then all of a sudden it's someone that's next to you telling you to keep quiet, and then holding a gun against your head, holding a knife to your throat, tying you up, seeing your parents being beaten up while they are asking for money and whatever they need from you, from your parents, you know, all this. So wherever you go, you always just have that image in your mind and all that. It's exactly 37 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. We are going for a short musical break. We'll be right back to stay tuned. We'll be listening to the sounds of R. Kelly, pardon me, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time.
How did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to rise no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wake of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. And my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love for both of us, but I did you wrong. I admit I did.
rest of my life alone. Whoa, whoa, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Whoa, whoa, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you still be mine. Oh, I'll never hurt you.
I'll deserve
never do you wrong.
I'll deserve
and never leave this side. Accept me back in your heart.
I promise
not love you. Whoa, that would be my will, darling. I'm begging you, take me
back
by the hand.
Till I felt the strong wind, and then a small voice
saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine somehow. My beginning stepped right in. Then faith became my friend. And now I can begin on the voices of the wind. When it's saying, storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine. Just set me free. The storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine.
Somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is all of me.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you come and set me free?
I can see the light shine.
3 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be taking you to the hour of 11 o'clock. And that was the sounds of Celine Dion, Goodbye's the Saddest Word. Anyways, moving on. I was on the types of trauma. If you've just tuned in, pardon me. If you have just tuned in, you have found us ahead. I'll be talking about trauma, family trauma, what family trauma causes, and the types of trauma, and I've touched the acute, the chronic, and the complex trauma. So now moving on to the causes of family trauma, because obviously you'd wonder to why you would find that what really causes one to be, you know, traumatized, or the family traumatized, you know. And what's the reason behind it, and how could one overcome it? Because there are still families that are still faced with trauma right now. Now, One of the causes could be the abuse and the neglect. You know, when physical or sexual or even emotional abuse by family members along with neglect of a child's basic emotional or physical needs creates severe trauma. You know, you'd find a child being abused, né? And not even a child, just someone being abused, but they don't know whom to talk to. And now, this child is being abused within the family. You know, there are some family members that abuse a child, more especially if it's an orphan, and they take this child. This child is being used to do the cleaning, the washing, the cooking, while their kids, they are just there, doing nothing. Ne? This child tries to now also have a life. This child is being limited to have that life, while their kids are living the best of the best. And now, being treated like that, this child is being abused emotionally. Number one, this is emotional abuse, because now this person's feelings are being hurt. And this child is just limited between school, home. Other kids from school, they go for extra practices, they go for extra fun and all that, but you have to make sure you come home so you can start cleaning and washing and cooking. You find everything waiting for you. And if you are late with 2 to 3 minutes, you'll be asked, where were you? More especially if the child is now into the teenage age group, that they'll start, this adult will start saying to the child that you are just there in the street with boys. Where have you been? It's now 3 o'clock and you're supposed to be here by 2:30. Not even to ask the child when you're why you late or something, you start concluding already. And you know how school, sometimes you get punished, maybe you fail the test, or you know how some teachers are, you fail the test, you stay behind, or if you, if the class was making noise, the class is punished to stay an extra 30 minutes, or what else? They can be punished to clean up the school, you know, something. They'll begin something to do and then they end up coming home late, you know? And then there's also afternoon studies and all that. So, child 2 minutes late, child is being beaten up. And then you're being told you're not gonna eat. Then this child looking at other kids eating. Their child is experiencing all this. And now this happening to the child, as now they grow up, it will be so much painful that they will even end up telling you the story of, this is how I grew up. Ne? And now this child, even if this person grows up, end up living their own life, get a job, and then they want to start their own family. And then they have a question in mind as to, if I pass on, who will take care of my kids if I went through this? Who will take care of them if my own family abused me? They just had that thing of, as long as she's being seen at school, or she's going to school, or he's going to school, that's it. Now you have the fear of, you start your own family, who will take care of your own child? Even though you know that, okay, there's a family, father's family side, but in mind, because you went through this trauma when you're a small child, now you think of, you end up dying, you know? And you think of, just in mind, obviously in mind, you ask yourself, okay, this is what has been happening to me when I was young. Now, if I become a mother and I end up leaving this world, who will take care of my child? Who raised my child? Because you think of what has happened to you. And obviously, you think of what has happened to you. And then you think of, if my child now goes, if my family treats me like, what about my child when I'm not around? And even if, as much as you think that, okay, the father's side is there, what, you don't know how the father's side is also. You know? So, this is something that most people you'd find that are facing. And also now, also being sexually abused. Even just to find themselves being left alone with a different gender, they have the fear of, what if he's also going to touch me? Same thing as a relationship. You are there and you are black, what if she's going to beat me? So there's just so many things that one has faced or faces in the family, and now it affects their personal life, because they think of what has happened to them, what has been happening to them, and then they look at the picture of the future. How will it be? And then another thing also, you know, you'd find kids that are in need of things, a child that's in need of help and assistance, but they have a fear of speaking up because they know how the family is. You know, even if a child is going through something or they need or something emotionally and all that, they have the fear of if whenever there's a meeting, whenever who goes there, this is what's happening. Well, this is what happens when he or she comes back. What about me? Will I get the help? So you just keep quiet whatever that you are going through. Then you'll be traumatized, and then you know they will even wonder to why this child is always just like this. And as much as you try to catch the child into the corner and just try to speak to him or her and ask what's going on, they are scared to speak up because of that trauma that they have seen and what they are going through, and they'll be like, if I speak up, I might make it worse. And then to add more to my trauma. It's exactly 5 minutes past the hour of 10. You can call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today in discussion. Now, also, another thing can be dysfunctional relationships. You know, when you're witnessing domestic violence or living with chronic instability, creates an environment of fear. You know, when one is witnessing all this, yeah, witnessing the beating and domestic violence doesn't only mean about the beating and all that. Being starved to, you know, you are being starved for even days without eating because you did a simple mistake. You are being punished that you won't eat for the next 3 days. And you are there in that house, you are going through all this, and at the end of the day, even when you find yourself living that toxic family or toxic place where you stay, wherever you go, it would be hard to adapt or to accept that. No, this is, I'm in a different environment, I'm in a different place, so let me put my fears aside. What has been happening for the past months or years won't come back. But because it's difficult, it's still in your mind, it's still repeating itself. When you close your eyes, you can see it. When you are sleeping, you wake up having nightmares and all that because of what has been happening to you. And though you went into a different environment, it's still, you know, it's like you are living with it. No matter how far you go, even if you decide to leave the country, it's still with you. Because it has traumatized you, you have been witnessing it, you have been experiencing it, and you don't know what else to do about it, and you are stuck in all that. And then another thing, also parental issue can also be one of the things that cause family trauma, whereby you'd find a parent's mental illness, untreated trauma, or substance use disorder can cause unstable or unpredictable, home life. You know, you'd find some kids living with their parents that are having mental illness or untreated trauma. Maybe these parents went through something when they were young and they have lived with it until they grew up, until they became parents, and it's still haunting them. And now you'd wonder, what's going on with my mother? What's going on with my father? What's going on with my parents? But you as much as you want to know what's the cause or what's the reason behind of this behavior, you have the fear of asking, you know? And now even if you ask, you might not end up getting the right answer. Or you may be lied to also, just for the parent to get you off their back. They can lie to you. And now also growing up with this, you may end up, also carrying that whatever you have seen your parents, going through and all that. And you know, there's some kids that witness their parents doing all sorts of things, you know. You know, there's some parents when once they start drinking, and then they start behaving all have funny behavior. They come home, they are breaking glasses, they are fighting with their partners in front of the kids, saying all sorts of words and all this. But when they don't drink, they are fine. But once they drink, there's like the mind switch. I don't know. The mind twists or something. They end up doing things, and the child will be shocked as into, is this my mother? Is this her saying all this? You know, they break things in the house, they insult even you are being included in everything, and all this is happening. And then they end up hurting each other in front of you, and all you witnessing all this, or one being killed in front of you, one of your friends being killed in front of you, and now you have to live with this for the rest of your life. And then you'll be questioning into, why is this happening? What is this happening? And you know, with a child growing up with such a thing, they can sometimes also end up or turn into abusive partners also, or abusive parent, or that hatred, if they have the anger of what has been happening. You know, what has been happening to them when the kids and all that, they can use this to also, you know, do what the parents have been doing when they're young and all that. Another thing, also the loss and the separation, you know, the sudden death of a family member, or divorce, separation, or incarceration of, sorry for the mispronunciation, but incarceration of a parent can lead to intense grief and insecurity. You know, when you've lost the loved ones. But I also have a question there though. You'd find that once this person dies, it's a whole battle. You know? And this child has to face so much. Let me say, for example, one of their parents has passed on, and now maybe the other parent already had passed on. It's just their mom alive, or their dad alive, and then now the mom passes on. Now it's a whole orphan, or their dad has passed on, and now it's an orphan and all that. Now, you would find that in front of you, the family members are fighting for the inheritance. They are fighting for everything that the deceased has left behind, and they start saying things whereby you also included. More especially the siblings. This is my brother's things. And then, let me say, for example, this inheritance is going to the child. They'll be like, what does the child have in this? This is my brother's things. And, you know, all sorts of words that people say, family members say towards kids and all that. Now this child witnessing this, not even the child, but family members witnessing this, or the wife witnessing this, or being said, there's things being said to them, you know, and this person's already going through this trauma of losing their loved ones. Now, to add to the stress from the family again, because you as a wife, now they are taking everything away from you. And you're already facing the loss of your loved one. And then they still bring the issue of the inheritance and what they are fighting for the things. They want to take everything away from you. But it says already it's yours, but they are trying to take it away from you. And you're already traumatized with you're losing your husband or losing your wife. And then it's them adding to it with the inheritance, with whatever your loved one has left for you. Now it's a whole issue, and they are fighting, and you won't be able to heal. Because even if you now try to heal and move on with your life, you still, the things that the loved one has left for you, they are busy fighting for it. So as you are trying to heal, they are rooting out again the thing. They are trying to, you know, start over again. They are still trying to remind you again of this person. As much as we are trying to heal from losing them, every time they have to come up and then bring up something to hurt you and remind you, and then it's like as if you are starting all over again with the trauma. It's like as if it's something new and all that. And same thing as divorce. You know, when parents have separated, and you know, when parents are sometimes going through a divorce and the kids are there and they're still living under the same roof. Now the parents are fighting. They are saying all sorts, exchanging words to each other because they know that they are separating. So they don't care about each other. They end up saying bad words, start exchanging words, and they start beating each other, and then ends up killing one. Just like the same incident that has happened last week where the brother-in-law ended up being the one dead. Now, you know, this is happening, and this child is now facing all this, or the kids are witnessing this. It will affect them, because now this child, whenever they go, wherever they go to school, it's just that image of seeing the parents fighting, the words that they've been exchanging, even things that the child wasn't supposed to hear, the child would hear that day. And this can cause a child also running away from home, or trying to leave the house, saying that they don't want to live there anymore. And it can lead them or push them to being to the streets. They start being in the streets because they have nowhere to get help. There's no family member that's available for them. Then they start drinking. Even if the family member is trying to help here and there, it's still, you know, repeating. So they end up going to the streets, end up drinking, drugs, doing all sorts of funny things, they even end up doing crimes. And then this person ends up being someone that's having a criminal record. Their life is now all shut down. And now this is something that you'd always see happening, you know. And these people that are causing this don't think about this. And sometimes now this couple is also traumatized because of their divorce and the fighting and everything. So the whole family ends up being just affected. The parents are not getting along. The kids are also now stressed because of what's happening. Even if they go to school to try to forget it, there's no, you know, solution. So now because of that, they take it as alcohol is a solution. I mean, even if you drink, take the drugs, when it's out of the system, the memory will still be there. So that's why you find someone continuously, they are just drinking, no rest, because they want to forget what's happening. But as much as once they know that, okay, the alcohol is like, they're getting back to their sense, they continue again. Until whereby the system is just, there's no change. They just remain the same person. Like, even if the person didn't take a lot, or just took one drink or something, it feels like as if the person's already, like, you know, intoxicated and all that. So this is what something that can affect one, and one leading to being traumatized, and also the family, and also the couple being traumatized of what they are going through in their relationship and their with their partner and all that. And you know, when once it's a divorce, it feels, I don't know, the battle becomes more, because they're separating and all that, and the hatred and everything is just included in that divorce and all that. And then there's also the fighting of the kids. And then this child is when put in between to be asked that, you choose, are you going with me or with your father? If you go with your father, then you see who, don't ever come back. You know, some parents now end up being like that. Or even the father will be like, if you go to your mother, you'll suffer. And let me say, for example, the father's one who only works, the mother is unemployed, and the dad is employed. Now, this child is asked to choose who they want to go with. The parents say, if you go with her, you will suffer and you starve, because I'm not going to be sending you money or help you because you are with your father, I mean with your mother. And same thing as the mother, if you go there, you know, it's a whole battle. When the child is in between this, and they don't know what to do, so they end up leaving the house. End up doing whatever they want to do because they are exhausted. They don't know what else to do. And whenever they sleep, it's just hearing the voice of the parents arguing, seeing that image of the parents fighting, having nightmares. So they think of, it's best to just leave the house and then go meet bad friends, start taking drugs and drinking left, right and center. As long as they don't think of what's happening at home, thinking it's a solution to what's happening, solution to fixing the trauma, but it's not the solution. And then also another thing, you know, when there's external stressor, whereby this includes extreme poverty, financial instability, discrimination, and cultural dislocation, pardon me, where there's like, for example, displacement from a home country, and that can deeply affect family structures. Now, this is something also now, when there's poverty involved and all that, and the finance, where you stand financially and you don't know what to do, and you think of what your family is saying about you, or what they think of you, or what you as a family going through, you don't know what to do, and all that. So it's exactly 18 minutes past the hour of 10, and you are still listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So we have exactly 41 minutes until we hand over the mic to the Ondangwa studio, where Mike will be taking you through Mind Matters until the hour of 1 o'clock. Now, also, at the beginning, I talked about generational trauma. You know, family trauma can become generational, like I said, when unresolved trauma from parents is passed down to children. And also, now that's altering family dynamics, and also sometimes even gene expression, resulting in lasting emotional and behavioral issues. So this often involves now the normalization of unhealthy relationship patterns, coping mechanism, or violence. Now we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. And you can also call us on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. And you can share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. Do not leave that frequency. Do stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Once more, you open Work late, but you didn't wake up. My bones ache, cleaning the place up. Sometimes I wonder if you know I'm there. Set it down, take off my makeup. Lay down, but you don't wake up. Sometimes I wonder if you even care. I can't remember the last time you told me I'm beautiful. And I can't remember the last time that you said anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with a heart. I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be loved. Being just your woman. You don't wake up when it's too late to make up. You'll be the one that's alone, and that's so sad. In time, you'll find somebody. The truth is, she'll never be me. That's when you're gonna miss what we have. Beautiful. All I really needed to hear was anything at all. I'm a woman, a woman with the heart. I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. To be loved, 'cause being just your woman is not enough. No, 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 just ain't enough. No, 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 I'm not your friend who only needs you sometimes. I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like.
Tears in the world you left behind. threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026, securing Africa's digital future.
If only you could heal my heart just one more time. Even when I close my eyes, there's an image of your face. And once again I come to realize you're a loss I can't replace. So so Soledad, in my heart you were the only, and your memory lives on. Why did you leave me so Soledad? Walking down the streets of Nothingville, where a love was young and free. Can't believe just what an empty place it has come to be. I would give my life away if it could only be the same. 'Cause I can still the voice inside of me that is calling out your name. Soledad, it's a gift before the lonely. Since the day says to each and every little thing.
Was the sounds of Michael Bolton, To Love Somebody. It's exactly 38 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have exactly 22 minutes till we hand over the mic to the big mic in the Kondangwa studio. Now, moving on, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Francina and you are still listening to Social Times with Francina. I shall repeat my name again, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Family trauma. It's what I have for you today. I touched on the types of trauma that one could face as a family, and I spoke about the causes of family trauma. And the generational trauma that happens in family members, among family members, pardon me. And now, the signs someone may be carrying family trauma. You know, sometimes you can be going through such a trauma, but you don't know. You know? You don't know if you yourself, you can't identify that you are facing a trauma, or you can't also identify that this person is going through family trauma. You know, to find someone that is going through something, and they have been telling you here and there that they are facing this such thing in the family, and they hardly speak about it. Yeah? And then now they start distancing themselves from you, and then you'll be like, ah, but why has she changed? Why has he changed? Now, okay, we have a caller. Ekelhem, good morning.
Well, good morning, ma. How are you?
Fine, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
I thought your program is over.
Ah, no, it's ending at 11.
Oh, it's 11? Eh?
Yes, so we still have 20 minutes.
Good. Still 20 minutes?
Yes, we still have 20 minutes.
Okay, I was listening in the morning when you began. And it's true that I just have to agree with you. I cannot agree with you. No more about the trauma, whether it's generational traumas and all these passed on traumas and all these things. Some of these traumas, we acquire them as we go through life. And then now we know, but I just believe that there's also some ways of really breaking that. So it's like a case.
Yes.
You know, the generational case and all this case, some of those cases that we supposed to have inherited from, you know, just this Adamic nature, you know, that Adamic sin and things like that. But then, you know, it's also important that you can adapt case. Those cases and traumas can be broken through some kind of awareness and training and things like that, just to know that once we are really aware about the causes, and you know, definitely we can also then find some solution on those things. Especially when you just say, even though I'm passing through these things, you know, maybe this is what has happened to me. Through some reforms in our characters, our behaviors, even just our understanding, how to understand some of these things and say no. Because otherwise, those traumas, they can result in consequences, negative consequences. That's why it can result in violence. You know, it can result in, you know, those vulgar language within the relationship or family, and, you know, because of that bitterness. So people are just so angry, you know, that bitterness. And the moment you are, you know, once you step on each other's stone, and then, you know, it's like the fire is burning already. But at least for us, thank you very much for this program, that at least we are able to understand and learn how just to react to just our emotions and that cause emotion and things like that, so that to manage our trauma. So when you are traumatized because of the experience, the way we were socialized, but when you hear people also, they you know, there's some kind of reform that's taking place, transformation, and say, because even the way I talk to this person, the way I answer, you know, even before you answer that, you have known that, this is what my acidic word, language, you know, the damage it can cause, you know. So I think, thank you very much, Mami, for, I just thought maybe since I was listening in the morning, I thought maybe the program is over.
No, I'll be ending at 11 o'clock.
Okay, thank you very much, Mami. God bless, man.
All right, Uncle Bwana, have a wonderful day.
God, the same to you.
All right.
Good.
All right, we have 17 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock. You can call us in studio. That's on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. So now, moving on, it's asking about the signs that someone may be carrying the family trauma and you yourself can't identify that you are traumatized or this person's traumatized. Like I was saying before we went for our caller, you would find that sometimes when you are close to someone and they have been sharing about something that they're facing in their relationships or with their family members and all that, and then they started distancing themselves, and then obviously you'd be asking and they, are you fine? No, I'm fine. And then what's up? And then later on, maybe one day they end up, answering you the way you, they weren't supposed to answer you because of what they are going through. And then you go pass it on to someone else. Like, ah, I was speaking to Francina today and the way she answered me, she was so rude. I'm not the one who said she must end up marrying that man or she must end up going to stay with that auntie of hers. I want her already and all such things, you know. But then you don't know that this person is traumatized. You don't know that Francina is traumatized. She's going through something. You just use whatever she has told you against her, like, ah, as if I said, you know. But because you fail to identify that this person is traumatized, that's why they are behaving whatever way they are behaving. So, you know, one would be feeling unsafe even in normal situations. You know, you are used of the trauma that you have faced in your family, and then you end up joining, you know, being invited to one of a family friend that invited you to their family event, and the treatment that you get was so good. You haven't seen it before, though it has been a while, and then you still feel unsafe. You can see they are trying, but you just feel unsafe being around them because of what you have witnessed in your family, or maybe just a relative that you recently met. And now they invite you over to a family event of new other members that you haven't met, but then they want you to meet them to get to know them more. And then you just feel unsafe and insecure and all that. And then also avoiding family members or family topics could also be a sign, that one is facing. You know, sometimes when they face something, they start distancing themselves from the family members. Even, you would see one saying that, it's not that I hate you guys, but I just want to be far from my family. You don't want to do any, you don't want anything has to do with your family members. You distance yourself. You don't communicate. You just view the status you are viewing the status. There's just, you don't talk about them. You have like cut off yourself from them. You know, even if someone brings up about family, what's so not, topic you want to you know, erase whatever they're talking about and just talk about something else that doesn't have to do with family members. So this is something that you can see someone is facing a trauma and they don't want to speak about anything that has to do with family because they have faced something within that family or they went through something within that family. Another thing, also feeling responsible for other people's emotions. You know, you'd find someone that is going through something and now you feel like you are the one that's responsible of that person's emotions. You know, let me say, for example, something happened and you're involved in it, but you're not the cause of it. But because of the person that has been hurt emotionally, it includes this person's emotions. Now you feel like as if you're responsible of what these people are feeling because of what you have said. Let me say, even you have a family meeting or you're just with the family and then you guys end up answering each other and then you end up saying something very bad. Something also, maybe a secret that you have known of your family, of your relative of yours. And then you say it out while you're among with the other family members while the person is there. And then now, what you have said has affected not only your that close family member of yours, but the rest of them that were there when you said whatever you have said. So now, how will this affect them? Everyone is now affected, you know? And then now you feel like, maybe it's something that this person didn't want it to be said, but you have said it's best to speak about it so we can find a solution. In your mind, it's a solution that you are trying to look for to help this relative of yours. But in the mind of your relative that has told you whatever the person has said to you, has taken it as, it's a secret. So now, this person feel bad, they feel bad, they feel you betrayed them and all that. And then, now it has caused some to even, you know, end up not getting along and then they distance themselves. Now you feel like as if you are the cause of the family being separated because of what you have brought up during the family meeting or gathering. And then you think of all these 5-6 people that you have. You feel like you are responsible of their feelings, but you're just trying to find a solution to whatever you have spoken among the family gathering or the meeting, whatever family, occasion, activity was about. So also another thing, also repeating unhealthy relationship patterns. You know, you keep on repeating the unhealthy relationship patterns whereby whatever that has been happening, you still keep on doing the same thing over and over. And also strong reactions to criticism and to criticism and rejection. And then also again, you would find that there are some repeating harmful family events that happen. You know, this now happened, that this is another, these are another signs, that the common signs one would see that's happening in generational trauma that's obviously existing in most or in some family members or among some family. You know, the let me say, for example, there's addiction or toxic relationship dynamics, abandonment, abuse or harsh parenting. You know, if this, let me say, a child was raised with strictness and all that, now this child, as they also grow up, they also grow up being strict and all that. So it's being passed on. The grandkids, the great grandkids, the great great, you know, it's going on and on and on and all that. And then also, the toxic relationship, because you have faced, you've seen your parents how they were in their relationship, and then you also end up being in the same one, and then also your kids, you know, it keeps being passed on and on and on. So we are going for another musical break so we can end off, conclude what I have for you. And we'll be listening to the sounds of Michael Bolton, "I Said I Love You But I Lied."
You. said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away. From the look on your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. Oh.
Come to the end of our social times, our discussion, and now we'll be handing over the mic to the big mic. So my last words to what I've been saying, if you find yourself facing a family problem, if you find yourself traumatized from what has been happening in your family around you, the best thing to do is to try to find someone to help you. Try to go for therapy or counseling. You know, sometimes we fail to try because we have accepted it it's life. I have been traumatized for the past 5-10 years. So if I made it through these 10 years, then I can still continue living with it for the whatever years I am yet to live on this earth. But it's always best giving it a try, you know, just to see if you are able to overcome this, because it wouldn't be good if you are sleeping, you can see what that image is appearing in your sleep, you're having nightmares, going to work, going to school, it's just, you know, everywhere you go, it's just whatever that has happened in your life or in your family. So it's best to go for therapy or counseling, self-compassion and patience, processing the past experience safely, and setting healthy boundaries with family members, it's also best to go as a family, for therapy or counseling, because when you go as a group and all that, it makes it easier, because now you get a chance to express, what you have been experiencing, what's the solution, and also understand each other. So even when once you have done with this therapy or counseling, you all understand each other, because now you are all going through this family therapy and trauma, and you don't know what to do. You guys are stepping on each other's foot. You guys are saying bad things to each other. You are not getting along because of the trauma that you guys are facing. So everyone is now putting their stress on each other, and you are not getting along because of this trauma that you guys are facing. But if you go as a family, maybe it's best you start as individual, and then after this counseling or therapy is done individually, then you come together as a family. Then it will be easier, and you understand each other. And as from there, things can change also. What you guys were facing will come to an end. The love and whatever you guys have missed or were supposed to be sharing amongst other comes back, and you live a happy family. And you would obviously, realize that family is a wonderful, beautiful thing. But for now, because of what you guys are facing, it's difficult for you to spot out what's really wrong. So enough with the talking, and now it's time to hand over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio, where he'll be taking you until the hour of 1 o'clock. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. And next Saturday will be Independence Day, if I'm not mistaken. So we shall meet again. From me, Francine, that's a goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, be safe, take care of one another. Share the love and be there for one another. Understand each other. Let's not judge one another. And let's take care of each other and help one another. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. Adios.